Chapter 7. Two Mistakes. In March, Anne celebrated her 12th birthday. A new minister, Mr. Allen, came to the church, and his wife was the new Sunday school teacher. Anne liked Mrs. Allen and began to enjoy her weekly lessons. One afternoon, Marilla invited Mr. and Mrs. Allen for tea, and Anne made a cake. When the Allens arrived, Anne gave everybody some cake.
"This cake tastes strange."
Anne tasted her cake and said,
"You're right. It's horrible. Why?"
"What flavoring did you use?"
asked Marilla.
"Vanilla,"
said Anne.
"I'll bring it."
Anne went and brought the bottle.
"This isn't vanilla,"
Marilla said.
"It's medicine."
"Oh, no,"
said Anne. Her face was red.
"It's okay, Anne. It was just a stupid mistake,"
said Mrs. Allen.
"Well, I don't like making mistakes,"
said Anne. She was very sad. But a short time later, Anne made another mistake. Diana had a party, and all the girls from the class came. They played a game called Dare. In this game, one girl dared another girl to do something difficult. One girl climbed a tree, and another girl stood on one leg for 3 minutes. Then it was Anne's turn to dare a girl.
"Josie, I dare you to walk on the fence," she said.
Josie walked easily on the fence. Then she said to Anne,
"Now I dare you to walk on the roof."
Anne felt frightened, but she said,
"Okay, I'll do it."
Anne used a ladder to get to the roof. All the girls watched her. Slowly, she began to walk. Then, suddenly, she fell. All the girls ran to her. Anne tried to stand.
"Ouch!"
she shouted.
"I can't stand. My leg hurts."
Diana ran to call her parents. Diana's mother looked at Anne's leg and said,
"Diana's father will take you home. I'll go and tell the doctor to go to Green Gables immediately."
Diana's father carried Anne home. A short time later, the doctor arrived to examine her.
"You broke your leg when you fell," the doctor said. "Your leg must be in plaster all summer."
"I feel very stupid now,"
Anne said sadly.
"Why?"
Marilla asked.
"Because I was responsible for this,"
Anne answered.
"It will be a horrible summer with my leg in plaster."